This is a dictation for Linda Johnson, LINDAJOHNSON. Date of service is 3-7-2022. Date of birth is 10-15-1954. And date of service again is 3-27-2022. Mr. Presenting Illness. Ms. Linda Johnson is a patient who is positive for HIV and for hepatitis C and has had got chronic issues in her pain in the left knee and lower back and right shoulder as well as the neck. The recent MRI that patient has already done show multiple pathologies. There is a bulging disc at L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1 with ligament of flavum hypertrophy, effacing fecal sac and a facet joint arthropathy. There is a history of issues in the in the knee area where there is a presence of hyaline cartilage thinning, lateral meniscus tearing, MCL complex thickening, IT band thickening. In the shoulder area, left shoulder MRI recently, which was done in 2021, shows there is a increased signal of rotator cuff tendons, including supraspinatus, infraspinatus, subscapularis, and subdeltoid bursal thickening, and a grade 1 atrophy of the teres minor muscle, and the mild degenerative changes of AC joint. The cervical MRIs are more than 10 year old, but they do show issues of a bulging disc at C4, 5, 5, 6, and C6, 7 without focal herniation. The patient was scheduled for surgery with orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Cohen, and she has some appointment difficulties, and she is now going to soon next week for possible consultation and surgical issues for both left shoulder and left knee. Pain level is between 7 and 8, in a scale of 1 to 10. She does report 70% improvement in the lower back pain overall. And areas that are affected are general activity, walking, ability, work, 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. Sleep is affected, 8, and mood and relationship with other people and enjoyment of life are affected, 7. She has no issues in neurology psych or in GI or urinary system or respiratory system. They're all normal in the system review except for pain in the neck and lower back and both shoulders with stiffness. No changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. She was last seen on 2-1-2022. She is undergoing a home care physical therapy at this time. She is undergoing physical therapy at home care. She was provided an injection to the left knee and left shoulder on the last visit that brings some relief. However, patient is interested in getting the surgery done. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 126/100, pulse is 89, temperature 97.1, pulse ox is 100. Yesterday's physical examination is identical to previous visit of 21-2022, dictation number 0201-042. Diagnosis remains the same, plan of care. Plan of care is to continue the patient sending to a surgical for the knee as well as the shoulder. And the patient is advised to connect with Dr. Cohen and keep up the appointment. If she keeps missing the appointment, she will be discharged from our care as well. The patient has been advised to return back for her injection for the lumbar epidural so that we can bring some additional relief. Her medication will be reduced to Tylenol with codeine once a day as there's not a whole lot can be done for her. Thank you. Her masks have been reviewed. New labs have been drawn for toxicology. Thank you.